Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Carry your Bible. Divine enthronement for elevation. This service is once a year. So pay attention. I did this service in three different countries before, and the Lord glorified himself. And that's why I pray that you will not be familiar with your prophet. That every blessing that will be released today, you will not miss out of them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Carry your Bible. Exodus 11 verse 3. Divine enthronement for elevation. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Connect to that Bible passage. Stretch your hand to it as I to pray for you. This is my incantation. And I speak this great spiritual incantation upon your life. In the remaining days of your life, the Lord will grant you great favor. And there is a student there thinking, how am I going to go to school? Mommy and daddy don't have the capability. The Lord said, I have sent a helper to you. He said, moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt. Isaac did not do well when there was no famine. But when famine came, Isaac did well. I told you last year that this year, to the next 7 years, it's going to be famine. Have you? And you see how things are expensive. One pepper now. A drug of 8,000 is now 53,000. Una never start. I told that, and dollar is not stopping at 1,000. Your fuel is not stopping at 600. It's still going to go to 1,000. Let it be 1 million. It does not matter. Isaac prospered in famine. I pray for you. No matter the famine in this land, or the land where you are, you will do well. Your amen is giving me concern. I say, you will not only do well, you will prosper. You will not only prosper, the Lord will enthrone you. You will not only be enthroned, the Lord will exalt you. The things you didn't buy when there was no famine, you will do them in this famine in the name of Jesus. I hope you know in this famine, some people are doing well and making money. In this famine, let me see your hand. May you make good money. He said, how is it going to be? Thus said the Lord, you will not see the wind, you will not see the rain, but your valley, your bank account, your storehouses shall be filled in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear seven amen and pack your blessings. One, two, three, five, six. To enthrone means to exalt. To enthrone means to honor. To enthrone means to put somebody in a place of authority. To enthrone means to give power. To enthrone means to place on a throne. For every child of God, there is a divine enthronement. The Bible made me to understand that you are born as a royal priesthood. I want to pray for you again. I said I came to pray for you. Don't miss out on what I want to teach today. You might have to listen to it again. You might have to listen to it again. Your throne in life. Your seat in life. I pray for you. From the ghetto where you are, princes, kings will shift for you to sit there in the name of Jesus Christ. Carry your Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To enthrone is a product of divine favor. Help me with your name. Let me pray on top of it for you. And the remaining days of your life, not even this month, shall be days of divine favor for you in the name of Jesus. When God enthrones you, no power, no human, no authority, no family, no friend, no foe can bring you down. Why? Because it is the hand of God that is lifting you. I pray for you today. The everlasting arm of God, are you ready? It will cost you $3 million. It's carrying you from where you are to where you're supposed to be in life in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what you say about pastors, no matter what you say about prophets, they are still original ones. Out of the few ones that are original, I stand to pray for you. In this one time you have come to this earth, you will do very well in the name of Jesus. Carry your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. The Lord killeth. The Lord killeth. And he maketh alive. That means he kill one. He sustain one. He bringeth down to the grave, inside the grave. And he went to the grave again and he brought another person out. He is a prayer of favor. If he doesn't show you the favor, there's not, you cannot sue God. Can I pray on top of that your head? May you find favor in the sight of God. Yeah. I continue, verse 7. The Lord make a poor. You see somebody say, I have $17 billion investment. Don't lie. I am investing in this, I'm investing in that. I told of a young man that has investment in properties in Dubai. Ended up selling Richard card. Paul knows him very well. The five richest men in America, they die in penury. I want to pray for you. As the Lord begins to lift you in life, you will never go down in the name of the Lord Jesus. Still reading verse 5. The Lord make a poor. You will not be among those poor. The Lord make it rich. You will be among them. Yeah. He bring a low and he lifted one. It is God that is behind it. Not God. Verse 8. Everybody help me with verse 8. Go. He raised it. You are not saying it very well. Say it again. Go. And what did he do? And when he lifted him from there, where he put him? Connect to this. Let me pray for you. There are princes on earth that must shift for you. In finance, agriculture, in sport, in law, in engineering, in music, in fashion, in ministry. Now I launch you as your prophet. Let princes begin to shift for you in the name of Jesus. The favor of God that elevates and decorates men. Hey, stand properly or adjust yourself. The favor of God that elevates and decorates. He has found you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at me. In the sight of men, in the sight of your enemy, in the sight of the wicked, I pray for you, the Lord will prosper you. When the Lord, when the Lord announces or markets you, even the devil will buy from you. So I pray for you, the Lord will announce you in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me? I said, when the Lord announces you or markets you, even the wicked enemy will buy from you. So I pray, the Lord will market you in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, according to 1 Samuel, God is lifting you from the dust and placing you among the princes in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your amen show you are not ready. I said, God has empowered you to sit on your throne in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wisdom and excellence to do well and get there. Are you ready? Oh, yeah, receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any pit they have dug for you to stop you from getting there, oh, you jump and pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive the anointing of favor now by fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive the anointing to be endorsed, to be enthroned in the name of the Lord Jesus. You shall be promoted. I pray for you. You will not explain why you fail to your children in the name of Jesus. You will not explain why you fail to your generation in the name of the Lord Jesus. When you fail, you have no excuse and no evidence. So I pray. It is only result that have evidence. Receive your evidence in the name of Jesus. And all the prayers I pray for you shall stick upon your head forever in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout to the amen and carry your blessings home. One, two. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. This service is once a year. It's once a year. I did this service in a particular country, and I said they should give me 100 chairs. The pastor might be looking at me now. 100 chairs. And I said, 100 people should sit on it with a particular price. But God didn't tell me to do it there, like they said. And everybody sat on it. The 100 of these boys, not 80, not 70, became great. I did another country in Europe. Testimony. This is the second time I'm doing it here. You are going from glory to glory. Yeah. I say you are going from glory to glory. Yeah. Carry your Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. Emily, want to go loud? Why are you not reading? Read it. Let me hear you again. Let your hand be higher than your head. You will not go low in life. Spiritually, you will not go low in life. Let me face this, please. Financially, you will not go low in life. In every area of your life, I say you will not go low in life. And now I pray for you, you will go from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen and carry your blessings home. Sit down, but don't go down. Message Bible. The same chapter. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. Message. Look at what Message Bible said. Oh, yeah, want to go loud now. God brings poverty and God brings wealth. He lowers and he lifts. God will lift you up.
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
I'm not here. Do you believe?
Yes.
The Lord will lift you up.
Yes.
Every child of God is destined for enthronement. Follow me. Enthronement that we are doing today is the ascension. You ascend from nothing. You begin to go. You go beyond human aggression. You go beyond human imagination. You go beyond human doubts. How did he do it? How did he she get there? They will look at her and say, what is happening? Because God is a lifter. God is not angry with you. He killed one. He sustained one. God did not kill you alive. He made one poor. He made one rich. God will make you rich.
Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20. Follow me. I want to show you something. Very short. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1:20. Look at it. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand where? In heavenly places. Read again, church. I'm not reading with you now. Read it for yourself. Want to go? Yes. Carry your Bible again. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. I have passed half of the message already. I have passed half. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. Will you read? Everybody loud and clear. Go now. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. Continue. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying love. Now I pray all your blessing that has been fragmented, wherever they are, Jehovah, bring them together for you in the name of Jesus. What is the benefit of this service? What is the benefit of enthronement? Pay attention. Make us show you. Number one, I'll give you three benefits. And I will tell you two ways by which you can enthrone in life. Be enthroned in life. Three benefits of enthronement and two ways by which a man can be enthroned. When you miss one, Especially number one. Number two, you're on your own. Okay? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. I want to show you. The first benefit of enthronement is your spirituality. Your spiritual position is guaranteed. And he raised us up together and made us, me and you, to sit in heavenly places. Yeah, look at it again. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Until you give priority to spirituality, you might become something else in life. When you are enthroned, the first benefit is that you'll be able to control your life from a spiritual level. So many times, daddy start coming, and I tell you, even if I carry debt, there's nothing I can do if I get there. So I control things from a spiritual level. And I begin to call spirits to go there. Go there and do what I cannot do. I want to pray for 50 people, just 50 people. I see God giving you your spiritual enthronement in the name of Jesus. The misplacement of priority leads to displacement of destiny. Look for me. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20. Ephesians 1 20. When you are spiritually positioned, you control the battles of your life from spiritual level. I don't mix words with people. You said 2 times 2 is 5 million. So shall it be, no problem. I don't argue with people. I don't win arguments. I control things from spiritual level. I have a chamber of prayer. I have an altar of prayer. When you are enthroned and you enter into your spiritual position, oh my God, you control things from that arena and things begin to happen. I don't know who I should pray this prayer for. May Spirit answer for you. I tell people, you attack me spiritually, you send spirit against me, I send spirit against you. It's not a joke. Ephesians 1:20. Have we read it? We have read it. It's with me. Let's read again. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. The heavenly places, as you go from down, as you go up in life, see, there's space up there. The floor is too crowded. Where you belong, at the top there. Are you ready? The Lord will take you there. Yes. What's the benefit of enthronement? It guarantees supernatural lifting. It guarantees spiritual lifting. When God is the one lifting you, who can bring you down? I'm asking, who can bring you down? They can plan. They can do everything. From today, this is only for 200 people. The top shall be your permanent residence. It guarantees conquest. Look at me, sir. Everybody look at me. When you and somebody is fighting, remember, I taught you, the Lord is not behind two people. If I and Colin decide to start fighting now, is that God is behind him or God is behind me? And God forbid, if God is not behind you, you lose. When you are enthroned in life, Agbola, see, any battle you enter, you win. Because the Lord that enthrones you, he backs you up. This prayer is only for one person. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever form of rest you desire in life, may the Lord give them to you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 110 verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Look at it. Sit thou at my right hand. Until I make all your enemies your footstool. Let me lift your leg. Let me dangle your leg a little. And the Bible says in the book of Romans, as soon as the Lord of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. Every Satan in your life. Every Satan in your family. The people that is making all your blessing to be doing nonsense, I bring them under your feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, let no man take your crown. When you are enthroned, there is a crown for you. Revelation 3 says, let no man take your crown. Help me with your name, make I pray. I pray for you today. Another person will not collect your crown. Now, let me round up this service. I told you it's a short service. There are two things that must happen to you if you must be enthroned in life. Please, I'm begging you on my knees now. Two things. Number one, encounter with God. And the second thing is encounter with your kingmakers. Don't forget this. Now God give me, say, make I teach you. Encounter with God. Carry your Bible. Psalm 32 verse 8 NLT. See, the encounters you have in life, they are the certification you are given before you are enthroned. How many encounters do you have? Or have you gotten with God? Look at me. One encounter with God. Look, it's a many-year testimony. I tell people, I say, I've been to heaven 3 times. It's no joke. I tell you what happened. I tell you what I see. I tell you word for word what I saw. I'm telling you. Your encounter is a certification, like certificate like this, that make you, that fortify your enthronement. Okay, you said you are born again for 40 years. Look at me. What encounter have you had personally with God? You want to be enthroned. You need an encounter with God. Father, give me an encounter with you. Psalm 32 verse 8. This encounter with God begin to reposition you on the path he has set for you. When you have an encounter with God, he tells you, my son, take this way, that way. No. Turn right, because of an encounter. I was supposed to resume job in Chevron 29 years ago. We finished choir concert, and I sat down, and I couldn't stand up again. And they carried me home. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and there was no phone those days to call that I was sick, and I was supposed to start that job on Monday. I was sick on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 1 week, 3 weeks. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months on the bed. Taking me from one hospital to the other. And the doctor said, take him home because he will die. Who had believed our report? So on the lunch chair in my parents' parlor, and I asked God, am I going to die? And the Lord showed me, look at what happened to you. This is where your battle came from. Hey, anyone connected to this altar, I enforce your encounter with God in the name of Jesus. There are things you talk, eh? There are things you talk. People will know that, yes, truly this guy don't meet God. And the Lord showed me the people that attacked me, how they fired me 7 arrows in the head. They said, 1 arrow will not do that boy, yo. 7 arrows in my head. This small head and 7 arrows on my leg. That it should die. I was weaving blood. And for the first time in my life, I saw my father cry. People came to greet my father and they were giving him money for burial while I'm alive. But an encounter came. And the angel took me to heaven. And he showed me things there. And I saw all the prophets. The Baba, they bombed me in his hand. In the Apostolic Church, I saw all of them. And they prayed for me. When they finished, they said, make a go. I said, this place is too sweet. If you go to heaven, you can't come back. Mm-mm. The heaven is too beautiful. Everywhere is gold. And when I came back, an angel of God sat beside me and read a scroll for me. Somebody say, encounter. I said, you, Olufemi Balogun, your name shall no longer be Olufemi Balogun. Your name shall be Olufemi Akiola. You are born July 20, 1973. You went and was the school of my life. And when it got to the last thing that happened, it stopped. And I looked at the angel. I don't know whether it's he or her or she. And I said, well, what next? He said, after this, you will return back to the apostolic church. And after 6 months, you will go to a land you know not. From there, you will go around the world. I said, what am I going to do now? I'm still feeling tired. He said, send your brother to buy you domwe. I am the Lord that healed thee. That's all. And my witness is here. You are the one I sent. Go and buy me domwe. And I was into that song. Every day. Every day. All the drugs they gave to me that I put under the chair. All the food I couldn't eat. I was like an HIV patient. I recover back because of an encounter. Can I pray for you? I don't know what they have damaged in your life. But from my heart, I pray for you. As a father, I pray for you. As a priest, I pray for you. As a servant of God, I pray for you. As a prophet, I pray for you. Receive an encounter that will change your life in the name of Jesus. When people attack me, sit down. I love them because they don't know that I have. Any toba doju call me? Ababa mi nili. Wait it toba ditemomi wait it. Ababa mi lejo. I get back in you. When some people call themselves some funny association of Christians and they gather themselves at that stupid bus stop there and they send a letter, come let him tell us who his father was, where he came from, and who he is, and who he is in the ministry. You were with me that day on the street and I said, Father, by the reason of encounter, scatter there and let the building be sold. It's a church building. My encounter scatter it. What encounter do you have? Your encounter give you mouth and give you conscience and give you confidence and courage. What encounter do you have? You see somebody, they put gun on his head. He says, shoot! Now encounter. If there's no encounter, if they shoot, not to die. Father, give me an encounter. Psalm 32 verse 8. Let me show you something. And the Lord says, I will guide you an encounter. Along the path, the best pathway for your life, I will advise you. Now, when I saw the angel, an angel said, send them to buy you domwell. I'm the Lord that healed you. And I said, is that all? I will have died. Obeying instruction when you have an encounter is what will make you to be enthroned in life. The Lord will help you to obey. Oh my God. 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 13. Don't forget, I said two things that must happen to you if you must be enthroned. 1 Kings, look at it, 11:38. And it shall be, if thou will hearken unto the Lord, hearken unto all that command thee. After you had an encounter, waiting God tell you, and you will walk in my ways, not my way, his way for you, and do that which is right in God's sight, to keep his statutes and his commandments, as David God's servant did, that I will be with you. And I will build thee a sure house. And I will build, as I build for David. And I will give Israel unto thee. Father, give me an encounter. It's not encounter, I say encounter. What is the benefit of having one encounter with God? Come. Genesis 32, verse 26 to 28. Only you are God. Igwe. I'm not hearing you, Joe.
Holy you are God. Igwe.
You want your life to transform? Stop running around looking for people to endorse you. When you have an encounter with God, you become a principality in your field. And people begin to look at you as a mystery. One encounter. You can meet God and miss it in life. Hey, you hear what I say? You cannot meet God and miss it in life. Benny, anytime you are stranded, remember the last time he spoke to you, reverse there and receive a word. Anybody that's missed it in life, can I pray on top of your head? May you get it right again in the name of Jesus. Genesis 32, 26 to 28. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. Meanwhile, before now, they've sent him a letter that he was going to die, Jacob. Esau said, I go kill you. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. He had an encounter with God. Continue next verse. And he said unto him, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. Continue. And he said, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob or Israel, for as a prince that power with God and with men. Don't forget an encounter. Encounter with God and your kingmaker. Don't forget. Continue. And has prevailed. Can I pray on top of your head? May you prevail in life. This executive amen. I say, may you prevail in life.
Amen.
So you need an encounter. What is the benefit? It is an encounter with God that will counter the agenda of the wicked for your life. Let them continue to plan. The Bible says they shall surely gather. And after they have finished gathering, the Lord will scatter them. And Jacob was told by Esau, I will kill you. But by the time Jacob and Esau saw, Esau celebrated him. Why? He has gotten an encounter already. Father, give me an encounter. An encounter takes you from a nonentity to a celebrity. They thought you would die as a nobody. God is the lifter of men. He lifted the poor from the ghetto, from the dust and nothing. He made him to sit among the prince. Even the prince saying, where did this one come from? Because God is the lifter. Help me with your name. Let me pray for you again. No matter where you are born and how you are born, the lifter will lift you again in the name of Jesus. And the last one, you must have an encounter with your kingmaker. This is tough and it's a mystery. You need to listen. Every man has a kingmaker. Who are the kingmakers? Follow me. Kingmakers are the vessels God will use to lift you. Kingmakers are the people God will use to enthrone you. Who is a kingmaker? A kingmaker can be your mentor. A kingmaker can be your leader. A kingmaker can be anyone that has a pedigree. Then a pedigree. He has the onus of enthroning the king. Look at me. A kingmaker might not even be a Christian. Carlos. A kingmaker, Cyrus, my servant, might not have prayed to God once. But it's a kingmaker because God put him as a kingmaker to lift others. There is somebody God has assigned to lift you. Look at me as I'm looking on Jesus Christ. May they look at you. There is somebody as a kingmaker God has positioned to change your life. I said, may you look at them. Divine enthronement is not necessarily. They now pour oil on your head. They said they are doing coronation for you. They are now running after you. No. Divine enthronement is you meeting God and God directing you to meet your kingmaker. I pray for you. Wherever your kingmaker is, may both of you jam in the name of Jesus. Joseph has encountered God at 17. He met his kingmaker 13 years later, Pharaoh, and he was enthroned. Esther was just a girl like that. Dealing with his uncle. His uncle was his kingmaker, but the bigger kingmaker was Ahasuerus. If you don't meet your kingmaker, no matter how you pray, far. Every man, including Femi Akiola, has a kingmaker. Father, connect me to my kingmakers. David will have sung and sing and sung in the bush forever and die as a nonentity. But God said, no, you must meet your kingmaker. His kingmaker was Samuel, his pastor. Elijah, oh my God. The Bible says he was just tending sheep with his father. And Elijah went beside him and used a mantle on his head. And Elijah told his father, I'm following him. He didn't go back to his father again. And Elijah became greater than Elijah. Father, connect me to my kingmaker. Amen. Joshua was washing the hands of Moses. Anytime Moses finished sitting, Joshua go wash him. He said, Papa, should I bring water? And Moses washed his hand. The sons of Moses never became next after him. But God used Moses to lift Joshua. There is a kingmaker for everyone. And until you meet them, if you like sleep in church, you're going nowhere. May your kingmaker find you. I said, may your kingmaker find you. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye will show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So the first thing that must happen to you is what?
Joshua.
Encounter with who?
Joshua.
I'm not hearing your voice. Are you afraid to call God? Encounter with who?
Joshua.
Now I'm hearing you better. I say encounter with who?
Joshua.
So great people in the Bible have shown you now, they met their kingmaker. Lord, make me meet my kingmaker. See, your kingmaker, they come with connection. They come with endorsement. When they come, they are not coming to tell you story. They will not tell you. Yeah. They come with recommendation. Oh my God. They come with meet this person, and that is all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The destiny of 12 people just changed now. Your kingmaker is the person that will link you to your place of glory. And sometimes, most times, maybe not. Like Esther, Mordecai was around for a long time. Sometimes you might not even see them anymore. Your kingmaker. Thank you, precious Lord. And finally, so many people met their kingmaker, but they had some problems. You stop praying because you met your kingmaker. And I told you, your kingmaker might not be a Christian. Yeah. When you meet your kingmaker, don't stop praying. Don't forget the encounter started with who? With God. Don't stop working hard. Don't stop taking instruction from God. Don't disconnect from the headquarter. Have this straight, very strong resilience. When you are sick, you are down, whatever happened to you, disappointment, accusation, recover quickly and move on. Your kingmaker will find you. And always pray for your kingmaker. Always. Let me pray for them for you. Your kingmaker will not be tired of you. They will locate you. They will endorse you.
Amen.
I said they will recommend you. They will connect you. In the name of Jesus. Before I round up, listen to me. Warning. Okay, if I give warning. And after you have met your kingmaker and God is lifting you, look at me. For every new glory, a new level you find yourself, there are new devils. And please find somebody to help you. You know what I said? Be a kingmaker to somebody too after God has lifted you. God has lifted you. Be a blessing to somebody too. Don't say, I know what I suffered before I got to this level. I know how I suffered. If I tell you how many days I slept on the rock, on the Koi Mountain, there's no mattress there. On the rock. Bare rock. Rock. Stop complaining when God has lifted you. Please look for somebody too and lift them. You know what happens when you lift them? Your name will not be removed from history forever, that you are the one that God has used to lift them. God will not come down. He has agents and angels. And after God has used angels and agents for you, you to be an agent for somebody. Somebody say, I hear you. Now, can I pray for you before I round off? You are the next to be enthroned. It seems the amen is better here. Let me face them. I say you are the next to be enthroned. They have beat you here. I say, you are the next to be enthroned in the name of Jesus. You have scored the same mark. Warning. 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 Some of you here, because God has given you one shekel of beauty, because you have one small bum bum, like small bucket. Maybe because you have one useless ego teddy, or you have baby on your chest, you boycott or boycotted the encounter with God, looking for kingmaker that will endorse you. Look at me, make I tell you what will happen to you. When a kingmaker endorse you without God connection or connecting you to them, they decide how far you will go. Remember a particular governor in Lagos? I told you that governor came to do road. Remember that governor?
Yes,
remember that governor?
Yes,
remember that governor?
Yes.
Start from A and he finish with E. Remember? Remember?
Yes.
Abi?
Yes.
Good. When they lift you and you don't do their biddings, they bring you down. Because they are the one that lifted you. They decide your speed. They decide your limits. They decide where you will go in life. Small, small boys like you. Fine, fine girls like you. You already have fans because you saw them on the television. Fans that did not die for you. Fans that don't know you. You think they will give anything for free? It's going to come with a condition. You have to serve their God because a God must be behind it. And not only serving their God, you must sign something with their God. Look at what happened, Mogud that died. Because there was no more encounter. So he has to join their God. They have to sign a new treaty. And they decide whether, oh God, whether they live or die. I pray for you today. You will not disconnect from your maker in the name of Jesus. Sit down. I see people, small, small pastor, their name apostle, the name of themselves apostle, they'll be going to meet pastor. They will kneel down beside them. They will take picture. Oh, says Senko. Oh, she in high place. They say, I endorse him because you are God. Yes, they are God in their own field. But there is a Godfather, but there's only one Godfather. There are Godfathers, but there's only one God the Father. Don't disconnect from God. Looking for endorsement anywhere in ministry. Well, do you know them? The best of the same feather. Look at me. They flock together. I taught you about the power of brotherhood. That when you see them, these are the things you see with them. And that's why it seems their things work. Their things are not working. They are crying behind the scene. There is a God behind them. I'm introducing to you, Baba God, the God that changes not. The El Shaddai, the Osimiliata, the El Gibor, the Lord that changes not. The beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord that died and rose up again and is still living till now. Not the God we don't die. If it's your God, shout a big hallelujah. Sit down, but don't go down in life. So the first encounter is what? With what? With God. The second encounter is what? Your kingmaker. Jala kingmakers. And it must be God. Because I read to you, Psalm 62. He said, I will direct you on the best path. So it will direct you, you and the kingmaker will just meet, bam. I like you. He said, thank you, sir. I'm going to do this for you. Like, you will not love me for it. Because now God said, make it do am. And if you don't want to do am, God will hold the throat. He said, help my daughter. If you don't, and God held the throat of Pharaoh. Oh, yeah, begin to dream useless dream. Somebody has what you need. Are you ready? All the people that have your dollars in their pocket. All the people that have your heroes in their pocket. All the people that have your house in their pocket. The Lord will connect both of you together in the name of Jesus. And when you meet them, you will not return back home empty in the name of Jesus. If you are the only person I pray for, shout amen and pack your blessing. sit down and open to Job 22 verse 20, 21 to 30. What do I do? You see, I've finished already. What do I do? What do I do? This service is once a year. What do I do? Which thing make I do? Job 21. It's a long read. 21 to 30. I think that's 9 verses. 1, 2, go. Loud and clear. Go now. Acquaint now thyself with God. So, each chapter, each verse, it's the thing where you go to. So, follow me. Acquaint now yourself with God. And be at peace with your maker. Thereby, what will come to you? What happened to your voice? Your voice is going down. Now, what happened to you? Verse 22. Receive, I pray, the Lord from his own mouth. May his word. Are you following? The apostle said, acquaint with God. Be at peace with God. Good will come to you. He said, receive his word, not the word of fans on television. And as you receive the word in your heart, verse 23, go loud and clear. If you return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Come on, somebody say amen. Continue. Thou shalt put away what? Verse 24. Then shalt thou lay up what? You know what is called gold? Then you will lay gold as dust. Say, continue. Continue verse 25. Loud and clear. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Wonderful. That means nobody can keep before your time. Continue. And thou shalt have plenty of wood. You like silver? Say amen. 26. Then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty. So your delight is not in yourself first. Your delight is in, what can I do for God? What can I do in the house of God? How can I support the house of God? Put the Bible past there. Let me show you something. He said, for thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty, not in yourself. He said, go and get money in the mouth of the fish and settle for me first and then you. And shall lift up thy face unto God. After you have said to God, you will not lift up your face unto God. What happened next verse, sir? Then thou shalt make your prayer unto him. And he will, oh my God, God will hear you today. And thou shalt pay your vow. Verse 28, everybody loud and clear, verse 28, go now. Continue. If that is your portion, shout a big amen. Verse 29, let's make it fast now, go. So when men are losing, when men are crying, you will be saying their testimony. And finally, verse 30, loud and clear, go now. So what do you do? Number one, acquit yourself with God. Let his word be hidden in your heart. Stop joking with the word of God. Be at peace with God. Obey God's law. When you obey God's law, then God is obligated to help you out of any shame or problem. Return to the Almighty. Put far away iniquity from you. I say, listen to me now. The light in God Almighty. At all the verses, one by one, the light in God Almighty. And if you do all this, then the Bible says, you will gather gold as dust. Somebody gather gold, let me see you. He said you will gather gold as dust. Money will fail. Dollar will fail. Dollar goes up and down. But gold doesn't fail. Do you know why gold does not fail? Because that is what they paved heaven with. People buy gold now. They don't keep property again. Because property can burn. Then you will gather gold. Help me with your name. I said you will gather gold. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Can I pray for you that you are the next person to be enthroned? Stand on your feet and let us pray. Hallelujah. Now we are praying now. We are praying now. Now, this is what I want to do before we pray. the enthronement we are doing today, I want you to tie it to a particular need in your life. You will tie this particular thing you want to do today, the prayer, the seed, with something in your life. What I say you should do? Tie it to a particular thing in your life. You tie it to your marriage. Tie it to your finance. You can tie it to your visa. Tie it to your ticket. Tie it to a particular thing in your life. All right, listen to me now. Stretch, I want to pray for you. Stretch your hand, I want to pray for you. From today, the spirit of the tail will not locate you. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I pray for you. Your head shall be lifted above more than your siblings and your colleague in the name of Jesus. Receive favor from God and from men in the name of Jesus Christ. That hand I pray for, put it on your head. May your head be a carrier of the Holy Ghost. May your head be the carrier of favor. You know what? May your head be the carrier of mercy. May your head be the carrier of God's glory. May your head be the carrier of great wealth. May your head be the carrier of great prosperity. May your head be the carrier of great enlightenment and open doors in the name of Jesus. Remove your hand from the place. Stretch your hand to me again. Whatever you lay your hands on, if it is legit, I pray the Lord bless it and prosper it in the name of Jesus. Now, as we do our enthronement today, the Lord carry you from zero to zenith in the name of Jesus. I'm not repeating any prayer. You are not ready? Forget it. As we do our enthronement today, the Lord take you from nobody to celebrity in the name of Jesus Christ. As we do our enthronement today, the Lord take you from minimum to maximum in the name of Jesus. Now, as we do our enthronement today, the Lord lift you from average to that level He has prepared for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You go from average to excellence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Lift up your hands and worship Him. You have 1 minute to thank Him. Destinies are changing. Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine. From today, may you experience excellence. Excellence in every good thing you lay your hands up. I stand as your kingmaker. I stand as your priest. I stand as your pastor. And I stand as your father. Whoever is blocking you shall be removed. Amen. You will run back here with your testimony. Amen. They call it Ozugbo, Ozugbo. Testimonies that cannot be hidden. When a woman is pregnant, it shows. And as we do our enthronement today, the miracle that shows shall follow you. Amen. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Give Jesus a big clap offering. Make it louder.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.jericho.org. FemiAkiolaMinistries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@FemiAkinolaMinistries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity.